It is proposed that we sustain Harold B. Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, and as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Within Eldon Tanner, first counselor in the first presidency, Marion G. Romney, a second counselor in the first presidency. All who are in favor, please make it manifest with the raise of the right hand. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And president of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, Spencer W. Kimball. With members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. All in favor, please make it manifest. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As Patriarch to the Church, Elder G. Smith, and to the Counselors and First Presidency of the Church, the Twelve Apostles and Patriarch to the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All who are in favor, please make it manifest. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As assistants to the Council of the Twelve, Al Masani, L. Ray L. Christiansen, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Franklin D. Richards, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Marion D. Hanks, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, James E. Faust, and L. Tom Perry. As trustee in trust, President Harold B. Lee, as trustee in trust of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the First Council of 70, Seymour Dilworth Young, Milton R. Hunter, Albert Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Rex D. Pinniger, and the presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson, first counselor, and Vaughn J. Featherstone, second counselor. All who are in favor, please make it manifest. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as regional representatives and mission representatives, all regional representatives of the Quorum of the Twelve and mission representatives of the Quorum of the Twelve and the First Council of 70, as they now present constituted. And as historical department, Howard W. Hunter and Bruce R. McConkie as advisors, Alvin R. Dyer as managing director, Joseph Anderson, assistant managing director, Leonard J. Arrington, church historian, Earl E. Olson, church archivist, Donald L. Schmidt, church librarian. And as welfare services, Marvin J. Ashton, advisor, Victor L. Brown, chairman, Robert L. Simpson, managing director of social services, Junior Wright Child, managing director of church welfare, Dr. James O. Mason, commissioner of health services. And the Family Home Evening Committee, Boyd K. Packer, advisor, James A. Cullimore, managing director. The Priesthood Missionary Committee, Spencer W. Kimball, chairman of the executive committee, with Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Bruce R. McConkie as vice chairman, and Lauren C. Dunn as managing director. The Melchizedek Priesthood Committee, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. The Priesthood Genealogical Committee, Mark E. Peterson and Howard W. Hunter as advisors, with Theodore M. Burton as managing director. The Music Committee, Mark E. Peterson and Boyd K. Packer as advisors, O. Leslie Stone as managing director. Physical Facilities Department, Marvin J. Ashton, advisor, John H. Vandenberg, managing director. Department of Internal Communications, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, and Marvin J. Ashton as advisors, with J. Thomas Fiennes as managing director. Department of External Communications, Mark E. Peterson and Gordon B. Hinckley as advisors, with Wendell J. Ashton, managing director. The Church Board of Education, Harold B. Lee, Nathan Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, Alvin R. Dyer, Marion D. Hanks, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, and Bell S. Spafford. As Commissioner of Education, Church Educational System, Neil A. Maxwell. Church Finance and Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Glenn E. Nielsen, Weston E. Hamilton. Church Auditor, James A. Norberg. Tabernacle Choir, Isaac M. Stewart, President, Richard P. Condy, Conductor, J. E. Welch, Assistant Conductor, Alexander Schreiner, Chief Organist, Robert Kundick, and Roy M. Darley as Organists, and Frank W. Asper, Organist Emeritus. The Melchizedek Priesthood, MIA, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton as Advisors, with James E. Faust, Managing Director. Marion D. Hanks, L. Tom Perry, Assistant Managing Directors, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Aaronic Priesthood, MIA, under the direction of the Presiding Bishopric, Victor L. Brown, H. Burke Peterson, and Vaughn J. Featherstone. The Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association, Robert L. Backman, General President, LeGrand R. Curtis, First Counselor, Jack H. Gosland, Jr., Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. Young Women's Mutual Improvement Association, Ruth Hardy Funk as President, Hortense H. Child, First Counselor, Ardith G. Kapp, Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Relief Society, Bell Smith Spafford as President, Marion Clark Sharp as First Counselor, Louise Wallace Madsen as Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, General President, Joseph B. Worthlin, First Counselor, Richard L. Warner, Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Primary Association, Laverne Watts Parmley as President, Naomi Ward Randall as First Counselor, Florence Reese Lane as Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. All in favor, please manifest by the raise of the right hand. Thank you. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. President Lee, as near as I can tell, the voting has been unanimously in favor of all officers as read.